Our service begins with the hymn, Spirit, Spirit of Gentleness. While more commonly heard around Pentecost, this hymn reminds us today of the Holy Spirit moving through Moses as he went up the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments. Our song hymns also remind us of this beautiful law with our opening hymn, O God, Our Help in Ages Past, and our hymn after the sermon, How Firm a Foundation, which is also today's anthem. This piano arrangement by Victor Lubensky presents the hymn in a more contemporary way, featuring chord progressions and harmonies that bring new light to this beloved hymn. Finally, the prelude and postlude are settings of our opening hymn, O God, Our Help in Ages Past, taken from the late Paul Mons's Partita on St. Anne, which is the name of the hymn tune. The prelude is the adagio movement, and the postlude is the introduction, a stately march-like setting to send us on our week.
As we prepare to enter into worship today, I invite you to picture the candle of hope, lit and shining brightly on our communion table here in the chancel at St. John's. And no matter who you are, whether you are a longtime member of St. John's or someone worshiping with us for the first time, and no matter where you are, near or far, our deep desire is to meet you where you are and share God's love, grace, strength, and peace with you. As we prepare ourselves to enter into worship, I invite you to join me in taking a deep, intentional, slow breath. Breathe in God's presence. God is where you are. Hold on to that presence for a moment. Feel how close God is. And as you breathe out whatever may be distracting you or weighing you down, whatever may prevent you from being in this moment, in this time, with God among us. Having shifted our gears, let's focus now on our theme for today, which happens to be beautiful law. Now, I must confess, if I were choosing an adjective to describe the word law, I probably wouldn't choose the word beautiful. I'd be more inclined to choose a word like binding or restrictive. Yet in Psalm 19, the psalm appointed for this third Sunday in Lent, the psalmist transitions smoothly from describing the glory and magnificence of God's creation to spelling out the merits of God's beautiful and perfect law, a law that revives the soul and causes the human heart to rejoice. How exactly does God's law do that? Aren't laws more likely to cramp our style or infringe on our freedom to do as we please? God's law, or what the psalmist refers to as the law of the Lord, actually does just the opposite when understood rightly and embraced willingly. God's law sets boundaries that in turn set us free to live fully, all the while taking into consideration the well-being of the neighbor God has called us to love. God's law is beautiful because when claimed and lived with intentionality, it unleashes within us an openness that is the opposite of binding or restrictive. How can I be so sure? Because I've tried it. I've sought to live by God's law, okay, imperfectly at best, but I do not feel burdened or annoyed by its life-giving limits. Seeking to better understand the beauty of God's ordinances and precepts so that we might know true freedom, both in our individual lives and in our lives together, we enter now into worship in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Oh,
As we confess our sins to a loving and merciful God, I invite you to join with me in praying the prayer of confession. The words may be accessed on our Facebook page and website. If you don't have those within reach, not to worry. Be with us in a spirit of prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, because human laws are far from perfect and often enforced in ways that feel random and unjust, laws in general have gotten a bum rap. Assuming that your laws are similar in nature, we resist embracing them, viewing as burdensome the very laws that have the power to set us free. Forgive us, God, for failing to see that the boundaries you set are not unlike the boundaries set by loving parents, longing for their children to navigate the bumpy roads of life in ways that allow them to realize their God-given potential. Teach us your grace-filled and life-giving ways, O Lord, so that we might model those ways in our relationships with others. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our God, who is in loving relationship with us, listens when we confess our sins, forgives us, forgives those sins, no strings attached. What a good feeling it is to know that our slate has been wiped clean, not partially, but totally, giving us a chance to start out fresh and new every single moment of every single day. That is a gift for which we give thanks, even as we offer our praise and thanks to God by the way we live our lives every day. Amen.
Our first scripture reading today is from the Old Testament book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. Then God spoke all these words, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of parents to the third and the fourth generation of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you, your son or your daughter, your male or your female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor." And our next reading is from Psalm 19. "The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard. Yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In the heavens he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom from his wedding canopy, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the ends of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and nothing is hid from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinance of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. But who can detect their errors? Clear me from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from the insolent. Do not let them have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And now, as always, a special message for our children and for our young at heart. Are you a dessert person? You know, someone who thinks we have a separate stomach for sweet treats after dinner? Or someone who thinks that dinner is just an overrated path to the most important meal of the day, dessert? Has anyone ever told you that you have a sweet tooth? Maybe you like things extra sweet. Candy, cookies, and cakes, and sorting through all those sugary sweets at the end of a trick-or-treat night feels like heaven. Even if you aren't a dessert person, or you don't think you have much of a sweet tooth, I bet we can all agree that when something that is supposed to be sweet isn't, we know it. Sweetness matters. One of my favorite shows to watch on Netflix is The Great British Baking Show. And on more than one occasion, the baker has accidentally used salt instead of sugar. They kind of look the same. Can you imagine what a yummy dessert would taste like if all the sugar was replaced with salt? Yuck! And that's exactly what the judges said. Sweetness matters. In verse 10 of our scripture lesson from Psalm 19 that I just shared with you, the psalmist or psalm writer talks about God's word being sweeter than honey and drippings from the honeycomb. I'm sure most of you have tasted honey before, maybe in tea or another drink, or on bread or in a recipe, so you know how sweet it is. But what does it mean to say that God's word or that God is sweeter than honey? If someone asked you to share words that are sweet, what kind of words might you say? I bet they would be words of encouragement, words that are uplifting or joyful or filled with hope and love. That's exactly how God's word sounds in our lives. Just like honey added to our toast or our drinks or our favorite recipe, God's presence, God's voice, God's love in our lives makes our lives sweeter. When we spend time with God, when we learn more about God, when we invite God in on our everyday adventures, we get to experience those uplifting, joyful, hope-filled feelings of God's sweetness. Now, knowing how much of a difference God's sweetness matters in our lives, I have a question for you. Do you think that our words should be just as sweet as God's? Well, I know that we are all just regular kids or adults, and we are very much not God. I do know that we are all made in God's image, and I'd like to think that our voices are made in the sound of God's voice, too. We are called to share God's sweetness with others, which doesn't mean that we don't sometimes have to say difficult things or that we won't mess up and say something that we wish we wouldn't have said, but it does mean that we've got a really good reminder of what true words of sweetness sound like. A few years ago, we had a vacation Bible school week that focused on the bee attitudes, and we learned a lot about bees and honey. One fun fact that I will always remember is that honey can be medicine. That's right. Because of its ability to fight bad bacteria, for thousands of years, people have been using honey to heal and to protect cuts and scrapes, kind of like a Band-Aid. It seems that God's sweetness to us and that our sweetness towards others can also be a source of healing and can make others feel better when their feelings are bruised or when words have cut and scraped their hearts. I like thinking about God's sweetness being like a Band-Aid and healing all the hurt places in ourselves and in our world. In your carryout connection box this week, you're going to be conducting your own little taste test to help you realize and remember that sweetness really does matter. So, whether you're a sweet tooth or a dessert person, whether you like things extra sweet or just a little sweet, in the days ahead, see what kind of sweetness you can hear and feel coming from God, and see what kind of sweetness you can add with your words and actions. Remember, what we say and what we do can be like medicine and can have the power to heal. So let's learn from God and do whatever we can to add a bit more sweetness to the world. Let's take time to pray now, and then we will end in saying our Lord's Prayer together. Loving God, your word, your voice, your presence, your love makes our lives so much sweeter. Because of you, we have hope and joy and peace. Help us to remember that sweetness matters and it can make all the difference. Help our words and our voices and our presence in people's lives be just as sweet, just as healing as honey. All of these things we pray in Christ's name, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.